好開心有機會嚟到大家中間嚟到去分享。
Very happy to be with you today。
係啦，好開心 Michael 做我嘅翻譯。
I will try my best。
係啦，咁首先喺度都代表教會嚟到去祝福大家喺蛇年快樂啦，啊主恩滿日。
Happy Chinese New Year and blessings from the Lord。
係啦，咁喺新一年咧，咁我相信大家可能或多或少咧都會有啲嘅計劃嘅嚇，但唔知喺信仰上邊。大家有冇一啲嘅新嘅計劃，抑或係一切如常咧
？During the new year, we often make plans, but I wonder if you are also making plans for your faith.
會唔會係忙碌嘅生活叫我哋已經冇時間嚟到去理會屬靈上邊需要有所計劃咧
？Perhaps you are so busy, with those that isn't time for you to make plans.
所以如果你都有類似咁樣嘅經歷嘅話咧。今日嘅經文，我相信就要同我哋嚟到去講説話啦。
If this resonates with you, today's scripture will be speaking to you。
我為大家特別揀咗一段嘅經文嚟到去講到耶穌啱啱出道嘅時候，我哋嚟到去睇究竟主耶穌佢係點樣開展佢嘅信仰嘅生活同埋佢嘅侍奉嘅生活。
I picked this scripture specifically for us, where they describe the time when Jesus just began his ministry。
但由於時間關係咧，我就唔會逐節嘅經文嚟到同大家睇嚇，咁我會嘗試從一個嘅宏觀嘅角度嚟到去睇睇耶穌嘅侍奉。
While I will not go into details of each verse, but rather I'll take an overview.
OK， 嗱，咁我哋嚟到去睇睇經文第一章21至到34節咧，描述咗主耶穌咧最開始嘅時候喺安息日入邊一日嗰個嘅侍奉嚇，呢個一日入邊咧。有三個嘅片段咧，被記載咗落嚟。
Chapter 1, verse 21 to 34, painted a picture of Jesus' activity on that day of Sabbath. Three events were recorded on that day.
咁我哋首先嚟到睇，第廿一節首先提到咧，佢入咗安息日嚇，佢喺安息日嘅時候咧，就進咗加百浪嘅會堂咧嚟到教導人。然後咧，耶穌嘅行程咧非常之緊湊啊。廿九節咧，佢哋一出會堂嘅時候咧。就同雅各同埋約翰咧進咗西門同埋安德烈嘅家嗰度。
First, we saw that he went into the synagogue in Capernaum on the Sabbath day to teach. But then his schedule was very tight. Immediately on verse 29, it was recorded they left the synagogue and they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John.
佢哋嚟到呢度係要為西門嘅岳母嚟到進行一個醫治嘅工作。再一眨眼咧，去到32節啊。嚟到傍晚日落嘅時候咧，就係差唔多一日結束嘅時候，有好多人帶住嗰啲被鬼附嘅有病嘅人嚟到耶穌嘅面前，規模非常之多啊！經文話咧，差唔多全城嘅人咧都嚟到耶穌嗰度。
He went there into the house to perform the healing work to heal Simon's mother, and then at the sunset, at the end of the day, verse 32 says.Some came to Jesus, bringing with them everyone who was sick and possessed by demons. There were so many people that the scripture even said that the whole city was gathered at the door.
所以我哋透過耶穌短短一日嘅記載，我哋大概可以睇到耶穌佢平日嘅信仰嘅生活模式咧，幾乎非常之忙嘅嚇。從早上到傍晚咧，幾乎都忙嘅不停。佢嘅忙碌嘅程度咧，同我哋今日嘅人。幾乎咧差唔多嚇。
Following this one short day, we get a glimpse into Jesus' daily life, and it was an exhausting one. Jesus was busy from dawn to dusk. His busyness was even worse than some of us today.
所以原來忙咧，唔係今日嘅人先有嘅專利嚟嘅嚇。忙其實同樣都發生喺耶穌身上，亦都可能發生喺每一個跟隨佢嘅人身上。所以忙其實冇想象中咁可怕嘅，佢其實係一個嘅常態嚟嘅。
It turns out being busy doesn't just happen to ordinary people, it also happened to Jesus, and it can happen to anyone, right? So being busy is not as scary as you think. It is actually a normal behavior.
所以體會忙碌，正正係耶穌教導呢班嘅門徒嘅第一課啊，亦都係最重要嘅一課。
Embracing busyness is the first and the most important lesson Jesus taught his disciples about living as citizens of the kingdom of heaven.
我哋睇從耶穌今一日行過嘅腳中咧，我哋睇到其實忙碌背後咧係有意義嘅。安息日呢一日，耶穌帶領門徒嘅體驗就係咧，俾佢嚟到去穿梭喺呢三個唔同嘅場景當中。第一個咧就係會堂啦，第二個咧就係屋企，第三個咧就係社區。
Let's get into deeper meaning on being busy on that particular Sabbath day. Jesus led his disciples to experience, say, three different scenarios. First was the synagogue, the second was the home, and then the third was the community.
耶穌向門徒展示咗一個真係有真實、有影響力嘅信仰，唔會單單停留喺會堂嘅，佢仲會不斷向外嚟到去延伸出去。耶穌嘅忙碌正是要傳遞信仰是一種的全面性的。
Jesus was showing his disciples that a true and effective faith does not stop at the synagogue but extends outward. So Jesus who embraced business is showing us that the faith that needs to be complete.
所以信仰是不會受到地方的限制，相反因為地點不同了，場景轉換了，更加激發我們信仰是要有創意和有不同的方式來到去作出回應的。
Faith is not limited by place at all. Because of different situations and location, right? It actually inspires us to be creative in our faith and respond in different ways.
我們看到在其他人的家裡的時候，耶穌是在做一個個別的關懷探訪的工作，但在社區的時候就是做一些大型的報道的活動。
For example, when we are in people's house, we can visit and care for each other individually. But when we are in the community, we could conduct large-scale evangelistic event.
所以很多人批判教會離地，他們只是關心自己，將自己所關心的事物停留在教會的四面牆裡面。
Well, a lot of people criticize the church for being out of touch with reality because we keep everything inside these four walls.
但過去嗰幾年嘅疫情咧，迫使咗好多教會都要學習點樣嚟到去打破框框，尋求突破，因為冇得再喺堂會入邊聚會嘅時候，佢哋要發揮創意。
The pandemic changed that when it forced many churches to be out of its comfort zone and look for breakthrough so that they can share the faith outside of its four walls.
以我自己在教會的香港的教會為例，做一個例子，我發現其實信仰的影響力呢也都可以延伸在教會之外，在網絡上面的。
Take my own church back in Hong Kong as an example. We found that we could extend beyond the church to influence others in our faith during the pandemic.
在疫情期間呢，我們當中有些年輕人跟大家都差不多年紀，他們嘗試透過文字啦、影片啦，同埋 Instagram 一啲嘅直播嘅模式啦，向網上一啲基督徒同埋一啲未信者咧嚟到分享我哋嘅信仰。
It was led by young people of my church back then through text messaging, videos, and Instagram live. Some of them share their faith with Christians and unbelievers outside.
我哋特登就開始咗一個嘅信仰嘅專頁嚇，喺疫情最高峰嘅時候咧，有差唔多超過2000人 follow 嚇。咁喺呢個嘅page 入邊咧，咁我哋試過直播開組啦，咁又試過搞一啲嘅聖經問答嘅比賽等等。
At the height of the lockdown, we opened up a faith page with more than 20,000 followers, and in there we host small group gathering through live broadcasting or even some Bible quiz competitions.
我哋透過走出去嘅行動去體驗咧，咩為之無牆嘅教會？原來不單單止喺呢個嘅四面牆之內，其實喺外邊咧，仲有教會嘅存在。
Through this outreach event, we experience what it means to be a church without walls.
所以耶穌好忙，點解咧？就因為佢係活喺一種無牆嘅視野入邊嘅，冇圍牆嘅時候，佢自然睇到教會啦，睇到家庭，睇到社區嘅需要。耶穌好忙，係因為佢時時刻刻嚟到去思想點樣嚟到去活出佢嘅信仰生活。
The reason Jesus was busy because he lived in a world without walls. He saw the needs outside, and he was busy because he was constantly thinking about how to live out his faith.
所以 耶穌向門徒嚟到去展示信仰嘅生活，望係好正常嘅，唔需要刻意嚟到迴避。但係我哋要知道點樣嚟到去回應呢個忙碌帶俾我哋嘅挑戰。
As we learn from Jesus, well, he demonstrated in that busy day, being busy is normal. Does not need to be deliberately avoided.
所以接下嚟我同大家嚟到睇，究竟耶穌係點樣嚟到去回應呢個嘅忙碌嘅咧？在完成了一个非常之忙碌的一日之后，经文提到第35节，次日的早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣就起来去到旷野地方去，在那里来到去祷告。
A second point, managing busyness. However, it's essential that we know how to respond to the challenges that busyness will bring. The scripture mentioned in verse 35, after ending a busy day, the next morning while he was dark,Jesus got up and went to a wilderness place, and there he prayed.
我哋嚟到去谂就系耶稣去退到旷野，呢个系一个嘅刻意安排嘅活动嚟嘅。喺忙碌之外咧，其实似乎令到耶稣变得更加忙碌啦。
It was a deliberate move by Jesus to retreat to the wilderness, although we might wonder if it actually made him even busier.
呢度好有趣嘅地方就系。有時我哋要回應忙碌，未必係做一個減法嘅功課，即係話消極咁樣去逃避啦，或者係放棄我哋手頭上做緊嘅嘢，因為有啲嘅事情根本係冇辦法逃避嘅，就好似教養小朋友啊、做家務等等。
An interesting lesson here. Sometimes responding to being busy does not necessarily mean we have to eliminate an activity, or we cut them out, avoiding it, or abandon it, because Some things can simply cannot be cut out at all, like taking care of your kids or doing house chores.
所以单纯咁样嚟到去做一个减法嘅功课，嚟到去面对忙碌嘅话咧，未必系能够带嚟帮助嘅。疫情期间咧，就系一个好好嘅例子啦。眼见教会好似少咗好多嘅活动，但系我哋系咪真系得到安歇咧？我哋嘅信仰有冇重新得力过咧？
Let's take the pandemic as an example of why removing an activities may not be helpful. During the pandemic, many churches' activities were paused or canceled. But did the followers get rested and rejuvenated in our faith?
所以其實時間呢樣嘢嘅投資係唔會呃人嘅，數字係唔會呃我哋嘅嚇。喺疫情期間有啲嘅統計咁樣講，佢話嗰個嘅時段咧喺網上嘅購物啦。訂閱一啲嘅電影嘅劇集啦、手機嘅消費、遊戲等等啦，亦都同一時間咧劇烈咁樣增加。咁所以其實實證明咗咧，疫情都唔會令到我哋變得空閒起嚟嘅。
When those church activities were paused, where did they go? Well, the pandemic actually the stats told us that the online shopping, gaming, streaming, all those activities increased sharply. It simply goes to prove that people did not become idle when some activities were eliminated. They just fill it with other things.
所以如果我哋要有效咁样嚟到去回应忙碌嘅话咧，其中嘅智慧咧，反而就系做一个嘅加法嘅功课。越系忙碌嘅话咧，我哋越系要有规划嚟到去应对忙碌。
The lesson here is to respond to a busyness effectively.We need deliberate planning, and we need to take deliberate action.
So, I, here, we need to look at a very important place, which is Jesus' action. Jesus in the morning, going to the wilderness, this action. We notice one very important thing, which is in that environment, in that rhythm, and in the time frame, all are changing. From the meeting, home, community, Jesus suddenly changes to the wilderness. The time.就係從天晚日落切換到咧早晨天未亮嘅時候，呢個嘅對比咧係非常之鮮明嘅。
Let me bring you back to the time when Jesus retreated to the wilderness in the morning. Specifically, there was a change of scenery, rhythm, and time. That particular location changed from being from him in the synagogue and the community now to the wilderness, and the time.Change from being the sunset to now to the evening or in the morning.
透過時間同埋場地嘅刻意嘅轉換咧， 俾我哋自己從一種嘅日常嘅節奏入邊咧，做一個嘅切換啊，轉過嚟嚇。
By purposely shifting the place and also shifting time, you can break free from the routine, from the mundane.
所以其實忙碌真正嘅問題咧，係帶俾我哋有一種嘅心靈嘅疲乏，長時間要去面對同樣嘅場景同埋事物嘅時候咧。很容易帶俾我哋有一種嘅疲累啊！我哋叫做一種嘅審美嘅疲累嚇。意思即係話咧，再靚嘅嘢咧，我哋面對長時間嘅時候咧，都會覺得攰嘅。
In fact, one can say the real problem caused by busyness is mental fatigue. Facing the same tedious things and doing the same thing over and over again can lead to fatigue. Some call it aesthetic fatigue.Because no matter how beautiful things are, you can be tired of them if you look at them long enough.
所以處理忙碌真正要面對嘅問題咧，其實係心靈嗰種嘅疲乏。心靈需要空間同埋時間嘅切換咧，先能夠得到一種嘅安歇。
Something that helps us to deal with busyness is dealing with our mental fatigue. We need a rest in our mind.And a switch of time and space to give us that rest.
呢個就亦都點解我哋成日講靈修生活嘅重要性咧？其實靈修嘅重點咧，就唔在於好似耶穌咁樣嚇起得早，或者去到一個嘅隱蔽嘅地方。其實靈修最重要嘅功能咧，就係俾我哋喺生活嘅節奏上邊咧，揾到一種嘅轉換嚇，從一種嘅慣性嘅場景咧，轉換到一種嘅唔同嘅場景當中。
Which is why we often say we all need a daily devotion. In fact, this doing the spiritual practice is not to like imitate Jesus to get up in the morning, go to a secluded place, offering, but rather that particular devo, the most important thing is to allow you to break free of your mundanes in your life and focus, if just for a moment, on the spiritual things.
在這種切換的行動裏面，為我們騰出了一個寶貴的空間和思緒，讓我們去呼吸不一樣的空氣。我們不能夠完全改變忙碌的生活，但其實退下來這個動作，其實讓我們對這個忙碌的生活有一種適度的抗衡。
Daily Devo will open up precious time space in mindfulness, allowing you to take a deep breath.Take a new breath. We can't always change our busy lives, but we can take a step back and then take remedy action.
抗衡这个动作其实代表我们就是接纳了信仰的真实，是活在一种的张力底下，每一日都需要挣扎，每一日呢都需要呼求信仰的介入。
We live in a world where tensions are pulling and pushing us all the time.We struggle every day, and every day there's a need for faith intervention.
在我以前咧住嘅地方長洲啦嚇，咁長洲嗰度咧係一個嘅小島啦，咁好多人嚟去度假咁樣嚇。咁喺呢個嘅小島上邊咧，有一個嘅餐廳咧就叫做慢活啊。呢個名字咧反映咗我哋都市人嘅心態。
On the island called Changzhou where I used to live, there's a restaurant.Or slow food. That name reflected the aspirations of those people that lived there.
雖然我哋唔能夠改變曬一整日好急促嘅節奏生活，但至少我哋期望係譬如食飯嘅時候能夠慢落嚟，抗衡一下呢個嘅都市嘅文化，表明自己咧唔願意同呢個嘅世界嘅價值觀完全認同。
Although we cannot change the fast pace of our day.But we can at least when we're eating slow down, use slow food to slow us down, to really resist that busy culture and to show that we're not willing to stand with the values of the world.
正如耶穌，佢從一個嘅忙碌嘅市鎮退到曠野入邊，佢睇到自己侍奉嗰個嘅核心同埋價值係上帝，佢唔係為咗人嘅擁戴聲同埋掌聲嚟到侍奉。
Jesus, when he went from the synagogue and the community into the wilderness, It was, in fact, he was declaring that the core value of his life ministry was God. He was not looking for praises or applause from people.
他選擇在忙碌之前安靜下來禱告，這個動作給我們有的提醒就是，第一，屬靈的事情是優先過人的事情的。我們若果不先從這個的屬靈裡面支取力量，我們就沒辦法在這個忙碌的生活裡面帶來一些屬靈的影響力。
Rather, he chose to be quiet and pray. This goes to show that Jesus values spiritual things over worldly things. If we don't draw power from our spiritual power, there will be no way to bring about spiritual influences in our lives.
我們不要以為上學或者上班單單是一些機械性的活動，但其實我們裡面呢要去面對很多的人和事，會有很多的試探、人際的關係衝突等等。若果我們不先在屬靈上面預備好自己的話，我們是根本沒有足夠的精神、面貌來去面對每一天這麼多的挑戰和難題。
We should not think that going to school or going to work are just ordinary activities. In fact, being at school and at work, we interact with many people. There will be temptations and challenges with dealing with people. Now, if we don't prepare ourselves spiritually first, we simply will not have the inner strength to face the many challenges and problems each day.
就好像我們有玩過樂器，我見到大家很多人都懂玩樂器。玩過樂器的人呢，都深明一件事，就是我們每一次去使用那個樂器之前呢，都首先要做一個動作，要去調一調那個音，否則的話呢，這個樂器呢就有機會呢走音。
Let me illustrate with an example. When we play a musical instrument like a guitar, we must first tune it, because otherwise the instrument may be out of tune.
同樣道理，就是說若果我們每一天的生活不首先藉著靈修來去調教好的話，讓我們的焦點對準上帝，我們的信仰生活也都容易走音，即不能夠發揮應有的信仰的影響力。
In the same way, if our daily life is not first tuned to spiritual practice or daily devo, and our focus is not on the Word of God, our faith life will be out of tune, and we will not be able to exert the proper influence to the people around us.
不過我們都知道，其實要養成一個的靈修的習慣呢，不是一件容易的事情，因為我們每每來到去安靜的時候呢，試探就會走出來了。在我們的腦海裡面呢，有很多不同的聲音、思緒或者一些的片段，令到我們沒辦法專注，連耶穌都不例外。
Third, unpacking business. It's not easy to develop the habit of spiritual practice. Often, when we try to be quiet, temptations will come. We will hear voices in our head, or we'll conjure up some unpleasant memories, or some of our emotions will emerge, making us unable to focus. Even in this scripture, Jesus is now no exception. He was also tempted while in the wilderness for 40 days.
因為當我們進入曠野與上帝來到親近的時候，曠野同樣都是一個充滿試探的地方。在第一章十三節那裡講了，他在曠野四十日其實是受緊撒旦那個的試探。
While even in the wilderness, we are also tempted by temptation. He was tempted while in the wilderness for 40 days.
而在這次呢，其實耶穌都同樣是受到試探，不過今次的試探呢就不是撒旦了，而是他那些門徒。第三十六節那裡這樣說，他說西門和同伴出去找他，找到了就對他說，眾人都在找你。
Here, bring us back to Mark chapter 1. We note that Jesus was also tempted, but this time he was tempted by Peter and his companion, because while Jesus was praying, he was interrupted by Peter, who said, Lord, everyone's looking for you. Everyone's looking for you.
正當耶穌同上帝有一個嘅親密嘅時間嘅時候，彼得同佢嘅同伴嘅出現，打破咗呢個咁樣嘅靈修 很神圣的时刻，他们在找耶稣，因为全城的人都在找耶稣。
While Jesus was in God's presence, he was interrupted because Peter came. He was looking for Jesus because he said the whole village was looking for him.
我哋点样睇？点样看待佢哋嗰种嘅骚扰咧？吓，表面上睇佢哋嘅出现咧，好似有啲嘅唐突，但系又好似合情合理嘅，因为好多人都需要耶稣，等紧耶稣。点解我哋会讲系一种嘅试探咧
？Let's take a look at this interruption by Peter. At first glance, it seems reasonable or justifiable because many people were actually, in fact, looking for him. Then why do I call it a temptation?
要明白一点咧，我哋要留意两个好关键嘅字眼，就系耶稣西门嚟到去揾耶稣嗰个嘅找啊，嗰个嘅寻找咧，喺原文嘅意思就系好似捉捕佢去捉佢出嚟咁解啦吓，用今日嘅说话咧就系刮耶稣出嚟啦咁样吓。
To understand this, we need to pay attention to the two keywords. First, the original word seek in Simon seeking Jesus actually refers to persecute or hunt or capture, which translates in English simply in the Bible says search for Jesus.
而群众来到去找耶稣那个字呢，就是一个的比较客观或者是一个的中立的词语，就是一种的寻找咁解。
While the original word for the cloud, everybody's looking for you, for that seeking in the cloud simply means looking for or seeking.
所以有趣嘅就係咧，喺馬可福音入邊呢個嘅字用咗十次啊，每一次咧其實都係用緊一種嘅負面嘅事情嘅。門徒嚟到去尋找耶穌呢個動作背後咧，其實隱含咗一種嘅人嘅企圖。好想嚟到去捉緊耶穌，好想嚟到去控制耶穌，為佢哋嚟到去做嘢。
Interestingly, the word that described Peter's search was used 10 times in that book of Mark, each time in a negative way. I believe the disciples all have a hidden agenda when they were looking or when they were searching for Jesus. They all have their selfish motives because they are trying to control Jesus.
呢點反映咗佢哋要求耶穌留低嘅背後咧，可能都有自己嘅計劃嚇。但係我哋唔知道佢有一個點樣嘅計劃。不過呢點俾我哋即刻有一個嘅印象，就係其實耶穌要為我哋上一個嘅門訓嘅第二堂，就係佢呼召我哋嚟到去跟從佢，需要隨時嚟到去降服同埋跟隨。但係面對呢個嘅呼召，最大嘅敵人就係咧。我哋有時係想反過嚟要控制耶穌嚟到去滿足我哋嘅私慾。
Well, what was their selfish motive or hidden agenda? I don't know. But here, Mark is teaching us a valuable lesson in discipleship. Because when Jesus calls us to come and follow me, he wants us to be ready to surrender and to follow him. I believe the biggest enemy to that particular calling.Is that we often want to control Jesus, to have him where we wanted him, and to satisfy our selfish desire and our wishes.
所以试探最危险的地方就是，佢有时睇起上嚟系忠诚嘅，甚至系善意嘅。你唔能够直接发现佢系好，亦或系唔好。就好似彼得嘅几个请求咁样吓，都系合情合理嘅。換咗我哋嘅時候，可能我哋都會咁樣做。
So one of the most dangerous things about temptation is that they might seem to be neutral or even well-intentioned, making it particularly hard for us to discern whether it's good or bad. When we look at Peter looking for Jesus, searching for Jesus, at first glance, it might seem to be a reasonable request, right? Something that we might even do ourselves.
所以事實上就係有時點解我哋嘅生活變得好忙亂咧？就係因為喺忙碌入邊咧，出現咗好多咁樣嘅試煉啊，令到我哋唔能夠即刻分辨當中嘅利害嘅關係。究竟咩嘅選擇係緊急嘅，咩嘅選擇係重要嘅
？So in fact, when we face trials in our busy life, or the reason why we get busy。 is because we get confused, because we don't know what is urgent or what is important.
没错，彼得和群众的需要很可能是紧急的，但不是最重要的。
Make no mistake, while the needs of Peter and the crowd may be urgent, but they are not the most important.
真正重要的是什么呢？正如耶稣回答这样说，他说第38节，让我们往别处去，到邻近的村庄，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这件事出来的。
In verse 38, Jesus says, Let us go elsewhere, into the neighborhood villages, that I may preach there. For this, the very purpose I have come.
耶稣他说得很清楚，他真正的使命呢，是要给上帝的福音呢，是得于，即是得益于万人的。福音不能够被个别的人，或者个别的少数的一撮人来到去享有。福音更加不应该成为他们来到去寻找自己荣耀的一种的工具。
Here Jesus was actually revealing that his real mission is to preach the gospel to all people. The gospel cannot be controlled, should not be compartmentalized into only a few people, and the gospel should not be exclusive to a few.
所以对于那些一心追求荣耀和掌声的门徒来到去讲，他们的眼睛很容易就迷糊了，很容易就会失去他的焦点，变得 很忙乱。但耶稣给他们的答案就是，你将你的眼睛转移到去另外一个的场景，往别处来到去看，来到去村庄来到去看，去那些没有人认识那些的穷乡僻壤来到去看。
For the people who go after men's approval, sometimes their eyes will often clouded and became confused.The antidote, or the way to get out of it, Jesus gave them was to shift your eyes to another scene. Go somewhere else. Go to the countryside where no one knows you.
这个就是舍己的精神，甘心被轻看，不追求与世界来到认同，与那些不被重视的人来到认同。所以舍己和背上十架呢，就是正正来到去对抗这些人间的荣耀。
When you go to the countryside where no one knows you, it is actually an act of self-denial, right? You're willing to be looked down. You're willing to not identify with the world or go after people's recognitions because there's no people there, right? And self-denial and carrying the cross to resist against the glory of this world.
信仰为什么有时我们会变得很迷茫呢？就是因为我们要面对很多的敌人，很多时候我们那个的眼睛其实都告诉别人，我们的信仰是很迷茫的。为什么呢？就是因为他们在一次又一次的紧急或者重要的事情里面，他们多数都是选了人看上来那种的成功，那种的荣耀。
We have confusions in our faith sometimes because we actually can see themWe see those eyes, they have lost that brilliance where the true believer would carry. It's noticeable even to those people around them. The reason is that because time and time again, when we decide between matters that are urgent and truly important, between going after human glory or divine glory, we often choose the former.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看到其实很多时候我们要去做一些的选择，那些的选择呢是跟道德无关的，是也跟是非黑白无关的，但对于你的属灵的生命呢是非常之重要的。我们需要再一次来到去听耶稣对门徒那个的劝告，我们究竟将我们的眼光聚焦在什么地方呢？
When we make decisions in our lives, sometimes those choices may have nothing to do with moral value or right or wrong, butThey are vitally important in our spiritual life. So we need to heed Jesus' counsel to focus our eyes in the right place, and that is on God Himself.
So, 简单地去总结今日嘅一个嘅提醒或者一个嘅学习，就系今日我哋透过耶稣一日嘅服侍， 俾我哋睇到，其實我哋生命入邊咧有幾件事嚟到要去處理嘅，就係第一就係忙碌咯，忙碌有機會帶嚟我哋遺忘咗信仰，然後咧俾我哋信仰有一種嘅迷惘嘅生活啊。
So to summarize, we learn a few things today through that one particular day in Jesus' life. We learn lessons on how to embrace busyness. It's part of life. Manage them. And then also to unpack confusions out of busyness.
对于很多人来说，他们需要在忙碌的生活里面学习，来到去不要遗忘上帝，来到去聆听上帝的声音，然后呢，辨别那些试探的声音，走出那种迷惘的状态。
For all of us, we need to learn not to forget God in our busy lives. We learn to listen for God's voice, to God's voice, in order to weed out those temptations, in order to get out of being confused.
但这个的次序呢，其实都可以反转过来看的。特别对于那些信了主很久的基督徒来说，他们的信仰为什么好像很迷惘这样呢？就是因为他们没有办法真正和上帝有一个结连，以致他们的生活被各样和信仰无关的忙碌充斥着他们，以致他们看起上来非常之忙。
Well, at the same time, another lesson here is confusion in your faith could sometimes lead to a life that is filled with busyness. It's particularly true for those of us who have been in the faith for a long time.We get confused in our faith, and that prevents us to truly connecting with God. As a result, we occupy our lives with all kinds of activities and busyness that has nothing to do with our faith, which at the end makes our lives even more and more unmanageable.
所以我俾我哋睇到就係，其實我哋喺世俗上邊嗰種嘅忙碌，好可能反映嘅，不過就係我哋信仰上邊那種的空虛。
Busyness in the world reflects nothing but emptiness in our faith.
不知道哪一個才是你自己現在那個狀態呢？願主呢，在新的一年，讓我們呢，在這個的耶穌的侍奉上面的第一天，有一個很好的學習和一個的反思。
Does this reflect your current faith journey or not? May the Lord give us more reflection and learning in the new year. Thank you.
Thank you.